Food and beverage lineups and showtimes for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party are announced, and we're getting ready for the party. A big DVC discount has been announced, and we're headed to Food and Wine Festival this weekend. It's episode 151 of the Mickey Vile Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Mickey Vile Podcast. I'm Scott, and with me, as always, is my lovely wife, Karen.
Hello, everybody.
It's basically the last week in July.
Basically, yeah. Monday really doesn't count.
Yeah, it's the last full week in July.
Right.
It's a big week.
It is a big week.
The Food and Wine Festival starts tomorrow?
Thursday the 27th.
So tomorrow.
Yes.
Haunted Mansion starts on Friday.
Yes. Very excited.
Something else happens on the 28th and I don't remember what. Apparently not that big of news, but well, something.
We're going over.
We are going over on the 28th.
See, that's the other exciting one on the 28th. Yeah,
we're going to stay off property, but we're going to go over. We'll see some friends. Mm-hmm. We have two new friends or two old friends that are new Floridians.
Right.
How about that?
There you go.
And then another friend who's over working.
Mm-hmm.
I need that job.
What, be paid to go work at Disney?
Or Universal or Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
You exactly. Know who you are, John. So I had kind of planned on, you know, we'd do Epcot until whatever, 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe go to Disney Springs. Now I'm thinking maybe we go to Disney Springs and check out the movie.
Yeah. That's
nice. Although, my God, the Rotten Tomatoes reviews.
Really?
I mean, it's, you know, before the movie's been seen by, like, anybody, but 86 people, apparently. Got a 45 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is that out of 100?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I don't know anything about Rotten Tomatoes, so yeah.
Wow. In the end, Haunted Mansion is okay. Visually, it's made with love, and all the actors are in the mood to play. For better or worse, it makes for a fun, spooky night on Disney Plus for the family.
Okay, that's an interesting statement to make.
It would be unfair to say the Haunted Mansion is boring, but none of this makes an impression beyond acknowledging how much money went into making it. A cheap expansion of the beloved attraction. There are worse films than Haunted Mansion. At least one of them is also called Haunted Mansion, but there are much better films as well, and some of them even know how Burger King works.
Okay.
Wow, this is brutal. Like, I started seeing on Twitter, like, screenshots of the reviews thing.
Right.
I mean, I guess everybody's like, it's okay. Which I guess is why you end up with, like, a 45.
Right.
You know. But he's like, the cast is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's Haunted Mansion. Movie's just meh.
Okay.
Damn, when is Disney going to make a good movie?
It might be, honestly, it might be better than what they're saying.
It might be. But anyway, maybe we'll go see that Friday.
Maybe.
Won't cost that much.
Either Friday or Saturday. We're staying over.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway. Yeah, maybe Saturday. Maybe Friday at Disney Springs is not the best answer to that.
Yeah. And it's the opening night, so it's probably going to be.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Opening night at Disney Springs, maybe not the best place to go see it.
Right.
And time.
Right.
So anyway, we'll figure out what we're doing.
But we do have our popcorn bucket.
We did get our popcorn bucket, which is apparently better than the movie, according to critics.
I am very excited about it. It showed up fast, too. It showed up wicked fast. I mean, we got it in probably less than 10 days.
Yeah. I was thinking you ordered it on Friday, but I don't think you did. I think you ordered it while I was out of town last week, which was only like Thursday.
So. Yeah.
Less than a week, I guess.
Yeah. It came quick.
Yeah. So anyway, very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool popcorn bucket. There are pictures of it on the Mickey File Improvement District, our Facebook group. Go check them out.
And it does, the pictures on there show it with the light on. You can also turn the light off.
Yeah, right.
Right.
But they were taken on our stove and our kitchen is dark. So you had to have the light on.
Exactly.
No real housekeeping that I can recall. Oh, yeah. Thanks to the Mouse Pack for giving us shouts out on Facebook. That was super cool. It was super cool seeing you guys. So
it really was. You guys were fun.
Yeah.
And can't wait to talk with you guys again. And interested. Yeah. I want to see what the costumes are next year.
We'll see you next July.
Maybe we'll try to meet up with them. I'm sure they go regularly.
Yeah. Anyway, that was super cool.
It was.
So, and it was super cool last year. Mm-hmm. So, yay.
Yay.
Okay, that's all we got to start off with. Okay. So, why don't you get any news?
I do. The food and beverage lineup for the Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party has been released for parties beginning on August 11th. So, the food, some of it's available. There are a few things that are available all the time.
Yeah, like they did last year. Right. Some of it's available around, and then some of it's
only during the party.
Like at Andy Gravity's Galactic Cookies from the 11th through November 1st during park hours, regular park hours, and the party, the apple fritter milkshake, salted caramel milkshake topped with a green apple whipped cream and an apple fritter. Okay, so based on the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So like an apple fritter is huge.
Yes.
So I thought it was like another one of these things where they put like a whole cupcake on or whatever. This apple fritter is like,
it's like
kind of on the side.
It's like a bite of a fritter.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a couple.
Yeah.
It's like the size of a conch fritter, not huge. So that's cool.
Right.
These mummy things are cute.
I know, they're really cute.
Cheshire Cat, the mummy flaky pastry topped with chocolate hazelnut filling and topped with a white icing stripes and sugar eyes. That is party only.
That one actually looks pretty cool.
Queen of Hearts slushy, frozen cherry slushy with black cherry puree and topped with whipped cream and a crown-shaped chocolate piece. Oh, you can't even see it because they put a yellow crown in front of a orange wall.
Right.
In the picture, but there it is. Mm-hmm. That is non-alcoholic. That is available during park hours and the party. And the Witch's Cold Brew, which is a cold brew, pumpkin spice.
Right.
Regular hours and the party. Well, they're going to have real food.
Yeah.
Cosmic Rays has a terrifying twice-spiced chicken sandwich. Spicy fried chicken breast dipped in hot honey. And topped with pepper jack cheese, jalapeno pepper, poppers, and bacon.
Actually, it doesn't look bad.
No, it looks impossible to eat, and the jalapeno poppers need to immediately be put on the side. But yes. Other than that, it looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Snarling Sub, they have a meatball sub with spicy marinara, pesto, and pearl mozzarella teeth served on a black roll. So the teeth, okay, I mean, I guess in a weird way, they make it look like a mouth.
Yeah.
It doesn't really, but okay. All of these things at Cosmic Rays are only during the party.
Right.
The Zombie Fingers, Almond Cookie Fingers, Key Lime Pie, White Chocolate Ganache, Salted Caramel Crisp Pearls, and Sugar Eyes. They must have bought a lot of Sugar Eyes.
Yeah. They've got it like all over everything.
Yeah. I don't know. That looks okay. Yeah. It looks weird.
Yeah.
It looks okay. And then there's some green drink.
Yeah, that looks weird.
River Styx Elixir, Kiwi Lemonade with Luster Dust. Okay.
That's the shiny dust that is edible.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Friar's Nook has got some stuff, also only available during the party. The Panic and Pain Brat, which is a bratwurst, sweet and spicy onion relish, and sriracha mustard.
That actually looks pretty good.
They have the Pain and Panic Loaded Tots, topped with sweet and spicy onion relish, sriracha mustard, and crumbled bratwurst. So if you don't want a sausage sandwich, you can get the sausage sandwich on tater tots.
Mm-hmm.
And then a buffalo chicken hand pie with spicy ranch drizzle and blue cheese powder.
Basically, it's an empanada, so, right?
I don't know why. Why do you not just call it an empanada? It's an empanada. There is no possible way that phrase is copyrighted.
Right.
Or that word. So I don't know. Yeah. But that's what it is. It's a buffalo chicken empanada.
And those are only available during the party, yeah.
Right. Golden Oak Outpost. Tombstone tart, flaky pastry with strawberry jalapeno jam and topped with sprinkles and sugar spiders. I mean, it looks cute. I don't know about that strawberry jalapeno stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. That's
But that is available both park hours and
party.
For the party. And loaded sweet potato fries tossed in cinnamon sugar and topped with marshmallow cream, butterscotch chips, and toffee pieces. That's only during the party.
I was okay until the marshmallow cream.
I don't know why this bothers me, because I'd rather have sweet potato pie than pumpkin pie.
Right.
So I don't have a problem with sweet potatoes being sweet.
But that's kind of overload.
This just
sweet.
Seems like a waste of sweet potato fries.
Yeah.
So I don't really understand. I don't understand the whole not calling in an empanada thing.
Yeah.
Like, I get they can't call them tater tots.
Right.
You know?
Right.
In fact, I'm a little, well, I guess they call them all tots. Liberty Square Market. This is available during regular park hours. A black velvet whoopie pie. It's mm-hmm. a whoopie pie.
Yeah.
With a sugar spider on top.
Right.
Main Street Bakery, regular park hours and during the party, a Mickey-shaped cinnamon roll topped with orange frosting and sprinkles. Looks okay. It's going to be a mess. It's going to turn your mouth all orange, like the blue one they had over at Starbucks in Animal Kingdom, but right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And a mini-shaped pumpkin cheesecake. Pumpkin cheesecake and pumpkin coffee mousse topped with white chocolate candy corn bow. So, why, like, candy corn already exists. Why are you copying candy corn?
I don't know.
Anyway, whatever. I mean, it looks good, I guess. I could skip the mousse and just have the cheesecake. I'd be happy, but.
Right.
It looks a little plain compared to everything else. Like, it's got just the two pieces of candy corn.
Yeah.
Point to point, like a bow. It's not all that exciting, but maybe it's delicious.
Right.
Pecos Bill will have stuff only during the parties. They have a Cajun burger. Cajun spiced all beef patty topped with a fried green tomato, andouille dip, and Creole remoulade served on a black bun.
Interesting.
Yeah. Bowl of bones, bone-in piggy wings fried with fresh jalapenos tossed in Coca-Cola cherry barbecue sauce. I guess those are like some kind of rib.
I guess.
And then they have a candy corn milkshake. Now this, sweet corn soft serve topped with whipped cream and sweet potato cornbread nuggets. I don't know how I feel about this. It might be delicious.
But it might
be
not.
Another pickle milkshake, which sounds disgusting. I don't know how I feel about that.
I know.
And I also know it's going to be like too much to go, ooh, let's try it and see if it's any good.
Right.
But I guess I won't be trying it.
Unless there's other people that want to share it with you.
At the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor, they have, let's see, this is party only. Actually, both of these will be party only. Mm-hmm. Apple Fritter Sundae. Apple Fritters topped with a choice of ice cream, whipped cream, and sprinkles. Looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the ice cream. And an ice cream cookie sandwich, which is two black cookies topped with sprinkles and your choice of ice cream in between them. Sleepy Hollow, also only during the party. They have char siu chicken wings, whole chicken wings glazed in char siu and topped with chili threads and garlic. I do not see a picture. Oh, there they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. They look like wings.
Right.
Headless Horseman cupcake, spicy cheese flavored cupcake with lime filling topped with cream cheese, buttercream, spicy cheese flavored snacks, and a chocolate piece. I'm going to pass on that.
Yeah.
Cinnamon funnel cake topped with pumpkin ice cream, drizzled with pumpkin spice caramel, and topped with butterscotch chips. Okay. Sunshine Tree Terrace, also only during the party. Tropical Graveyard. Mango mousse and sour tropical gelatin topped with cookie crumbles, gummy worms, sprinkles, and a tombstone chocolate piece. Oh, that's that. Oh, so it's like a jello shot kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, Storybook Treats also had a Hades cone, which is a Dole Whip mango habanero soft serve topped with blue raspberry shell and chili lime seasoning. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're messing up ice cream.
I don't either.
The churro cart near Cinderella Castle has a not so poison apple churro that the picture makes it look like
looks like celery.
What do they call it? Yeah, when you put raisins on celery?
Yeah.
It's a churro rolled in green apple sugar topped with Snickers bar pieces and dribbled with caramel sauce. Other than the fact that it's a Disney World churro, it sounds delicious.
Right.
A Jack Pop. That's a cake pop. Well, chocolate fudge brownie and marshmallow filling with a Jack face on it. And a Sally Pop, which is yellow with raspberry filling, topped with a Sally chocolate piece. There you go. Outdoor vending cart near the Haunted Mansion. I do not even know where that is. Maybe they only wheel it out during the party because that's when it's available.
I think it's one right next in Liberty. Usually at Liberty. Oh, there is one right next to Haunted Mansion. Yeah.
They have a skull brownie, a Mexican spice chocolate brownie with dulce de leche filling and sugar eyes. So there you go. There's all the stuff for the party.
A couple of them are interesting.
Yeah, most of them are a little weird.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Oh, first question, are any of these treats, besides some of the drinks, gluten-free? I don't think so. It's like all cake.
Yeah.
Or bread. Or
I'm thinking no.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's some, like.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Trying to look at it.
I mean, I guess the
I guess there's not the gluten wings. And sweet potato fries.
Yeah. The little wing things or riblets that they have.
Yeah, the wings or the... No, because they may be breaded.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's cake or sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Things you don't think about.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's what we have for food and beverage for the party.
Mm-hmm. Showtimes for Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade and Disney's Not So Spooky Spectacular have been announced. The parade is going to start in Frontierland at 9:15 and 11:15 p.m. Minnie, Daisy, and Clarabelle will appear dressed as the Sanderson sisters during the parade, which I think is cool. Excited about that
part. Yeah, I hear it's cool.
Mm-hmm. And the fireworks hosted by Jack Skellington will begin at 10:15 p.m. Obviously, Happily Ever After fireworks will not be performed on the days of the Halloween parties.
Yeah, you know, one thing you got to think about
is
time doesn't change until way into these Halloween parties.
Right.
Maybe not even till they're done, now that I think about it.
Exactly November.
Yeah.
Right.
So you can't really do two fireworks.
Right.
Especially the party will have already started way before dark.
Correct.
Part of the year.
Mm-hmm. It's why I just added that caveat so people remember.
So just a reminder from last year when we went, if you get to, so the parade starts in Frontierland. The parade starts next to Splash Mountain.
Yes.
And last year we found out that if you get there a little early, I mean like 8:45, 9 o'clock, like not way early.
Right.
But, you know, maybe 8:30, whatever. And you're willing to wait a little bit. We stood right there, like in the corner. Nobody could get in front of us because we were in the corner where they had the ropes. Mm-hmm. And we saw every single float first as it came out. It was a great place to watch the parade.
It was perfect. And they
since they're not doing the party at Tony's.
Right. And they were really interactive. Like they were very excited to.
So if you go to the first parade and you're the first people there, they're like fresh. They haven't had to walk through all that heat and potentially rain.
Right. And they're in a good mood.
Yeah. It was a great place to watch.
It was perfect. I think we did the same thing for the Christmas party too.
We may have.
It was perfect.
No, it rains every year when we go to the Christmas party. True. They cancel the parade.
That's true.
Anyway, there was our tip for the Halloween party.
Yes.
Also, if they ever bring back the Tony's party during the Halloween party, do that, because that was great spot for the parade, plus all the food and beer and wine, and
you get to stay after.
You get to stay a half hour after the park closes and get everybody out.
I'm really waiting for them to bring that back, because that was a great, the spot, food.
I'm surprised as they seem to be trying to find cash anywhere they can, that they didn't do party passes and Tony's party this year.
Yeah.
But you know what? A couple years ago, when they did the party pass the last time, they didn't announce it until like the first day of the parties.
Yeah, it was the first day of the party because it was raining that day. Mm-hmm. So that was a great year on that one. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Okay, what else you got?
Refurbished Trails End Restaurant and Crockett's Tavern is reopening at Fort Wilderness Campground on July 27th. They do have an updated menu and decor as well. So
actually,
they had a soft opening
today. They had a soft opening today.
Right, but it's officially opening tomorrow.
Right.
So.
Right. So Trails End will be ready. It'll be open for breakfast and lunch and dinner.
Right.
So breakfast available till 11:30, and then they switch over to lunch and dinner.
Right. And then Crockett's Tavern has a menu as well. But it actually looks, some of the stuff they actually showed pictures of actually looked halfway decent.
It's always been a good place to eat.
I think we had
Trails End.
We had a drink at Crockett's Tavern, I think.
Yeah, waiting for Hoopty Doo a few years ago.
Yeah. Excited to go back
like
to
5 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not easy to get out there.
No.
So if we're going for Hoopty Doo, you know, by the time we get all the way back there, even with a minivan.
Right.
Now that those are running again. Mm-hmm. You know, you grab a beer or two from the cart right in front of Hoopty Doo while you're waiting for them to check you in and call your number.
Right. And then afterwards, you go and relax.
Yeah.
Exactly. World Showcase Passport books have returned after 3 years with a new style, but continuing Epcot's legacy of the park's longest running souvenir. It has a little thing you go and get stamped at the countries.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing where you keep track of your six cheeses or whatever.
Right. No, this is the actual hardcover blue, has a blue front.
Oh, maybe I've never gotten one of those.
Yeah. Go to each country and you do get things stamped, but there's little flags in it and everything too. It's really kind of neat.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
A baby Shetland pony was born on July 10th at Walt Disney World at the Tri-Circle D Ranch. The filly has been named Pixie, and she will be, when she's mature enough, she will be one of the horses for Cinderella's carriage.
Didn't I hear she's like the first Shetland born there in like a long time?
Yes. And she's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty horses.
Yes, they are. Just thought it was really neat. Mm-hmm. And her mom's name is Lady. The mayor's name is Lady. Mm-hmm. Just thought it was neat.
Yeah.
The Muppets are only going to appear on the screens for the Brewing Lab at Epcot's Food and Wine Festival at the Odyssey. It's the lab.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
I know. I thought they were actually going to be there. I'd still want to see it, though. It'll be fun.
Okay, the menu thing is kind of funny. It's like a flowchart.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so they've got like a wing, nice and spicy, and then you go down. If it's five alarm fire, it's the unnecessarily spicy yet extremely tasty Scotch Bonnet pepper curry wings. You want nice and spicy with a little kick, it's traditional buffalo wings.
Okay.
Mild but still wild. Tangy triumph is garlic parmesan. That, yeah.
Right.
Sweet as pie. If you want them citrusy, they have orange cardamom. And if you want sandwichy, peanut butter and jelly sticky wings.
Okay.
Then they have wing-ish, which is impossible buffalo chicken tenders.
Okay.
And the not even close, which are crispy Brussels sprouts. The menu's cute.
It's cute. It's very Muppet.
Yeah. It's hosted by whatever the scientist, Beaker whatever his name is.
I can't remember the other guy.
Oh, Dr. Bunsen Honeydew.
That's what it is.
So it looks cool. I wish they were actually going to have Muppets there. I mean, I know it's hard to like have puppeteers there the whole time or whatever.
Right. I think it'll be cute. Hoping it's cute.
Then they have some kind of, oh, that's where the pickle milkshake is.
Yes, that's where the pickle milkshake is.
Okay. Anyway, looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's always a good place to go get something to eat because it's wings.
Right.
You know.
Right. And it's indoors.
Yeah. Okay.
Disney releases Mickey Mouse Shorts soundtrack featuring full unreleased songs. These are available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music.
So that's interesting, I think, because usually that stuff only gets released on Apple.
Right.
I think maybe they started on Spotify with something else lately, but mm-hmm. used to just be Apple.
Yeah.
That'll probably change when Apple buys Disney, right?
Now you're starting stuff. I'm not going to feed into that.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
It would probably change if Disney was to sell out to Apple.
Yes, hypothetically. But there is some DVC news.
Yeah, there is. Disney Vacation Club members get a 20% discount on Walt Disney World VIP tours this summer. Available on select dates from April 15th to September 30th, only available to DVC members who are eligible for membership extras. So, the quote-unquote blue card.
Right. And actually, I think you meant August 15th, not April 15th.
Oh, sorry. August 15th to September 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning on Thursday the 27th, all Disney Vacation Club members can begin making reservations online for the Villas at Disneyland Hotel, subject to their appropriate booking window, mm-hmm. which means 7 months out.
Right.
For most people. Mm-hmm. And Disney Vacation Club is experimenting with an initiative designed to help groups with their vacation planning needs. So at first I'm like, yeah, this is obviously Disney trying to take business from travel agents, but it's Vacation Club. So the travel agents already aren't getting hotel things and probably not a lot of tickets because most people, a lot of DVC members have annual passes.
Right.
But this is approximately 90 days prior to their scheduled arrival. Select DVC members are contacted by a cast member offering to assist with vacation planning needs. Areas that they will surface include dining reservations, search for recreation availability, organizing your special events. I guess those are like anniversaries and stuff. Setting up your My Disney Experience app, Disney Magic Mobile Wallet, digital wallet for membership benefits, park tickets, park reservations, resort reservation requests, and general questions. So basically, it's a Disney travel agent for DVC.
Yeah.
So, okay, cool. Actually, it's a nice service.
Yeah. It, to me, it kind of seems more like a concierge type thing. To me.
Okay.
That's what I perceive it as.
But I don't
know.
Just me. All of that stuff is done by our travel agent.
Yes.
So, except for maybe setting up the Disney experience, but I know a lot of them walk you through that anyway.
Well, just because it's 90 days rather than 60.
Right.
That's your numbers.
So, okay, that's it.
Okay.
A little Scott on Scott.
A little Scott on Scott.
Not a lot, because most of what he is talking about is stuff that's either not Disney or not Disney World.
Okay. There's a lot of Disneyland stuff going on.
Or like a lot of stuff about Brewing House.
Right.
But Scott Gustin. Let's see.
Scott on Scott.
Well, here's one thing. Sinead O'Connor died today. 56 years old.
Okay.
I haven't bothered to look up like why. I feel like she had like some disease and whatever. So I don't know. She's been like some kind of nun for the last decade. So the whole thing's a little weird.
Yeah.
They've released a new trailer for season 3 of Only Murders in the Building.
When does that start?
August 8th. The first two episodes will stream on Hulu, Disney Plus internationally, and Star Plus in Latin America.
Okay.
With episodes released weekly after that.
Okay, so they're dropping two and then weekly. Okay.
Yeah. Holy crap, Meryl Streep's in it.
What?
Wow. Meryl Streep's in it.
Wow.
Central Florida Tourism Oversight District has approved lowered property tax millage rates for basically everyone in their area.
Okay.
Disney World, Wyndham's, all those places.
Okay.
Here is some Disneyland news. Fantasmic at Disneyland Resort will now remain on hiatus until spring 2024. When the show returns, it will not include the dragon, but will feature new special effects and a new battle scene between Sorcerer Mickey and Maleficent.
Okay.
But not a dragon. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, so it's the only blockout dates for the... He says the only blockout dates for the 20% on VIP tours is September 2nd through 4th. Shocker there.
Well, because it's Labor Day weekend.
So should we throw it out there? Should we like really screw up all the plans for G3 now that we get a 20% discount and book a VIP tour somewhere in that window of the 28th through the 30th? I'm just saying. Divide it by 10 plus.
20%? Mm-hmm.
Sounds cheap to me.
I know. It does.
Apparently SAG-AFTRA is still ticked off at Bob Iger.
Okay.
He's become the face of their opposition, which is a bad move. Ooh, the Disney Dream is getting a new deck party. Mickey's Color Spin Dance Party. Show features a 90s throwback feel.
Okay.
Coming to select sailings beginning this week on the voyage to the Norwegian fjords.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Pizza Trail then looked pretty good.
Yeah, it didn't look bad. Ooh.
Yes.
Mickey Mouse Light Up Jack-O-Lantern on Shop Disney starting on August 7th for $80. Good Zoinkers. Night. Good night.
Zoinkers. I guess on August 1st, I need to start pulling out some of my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My front porch looks like it. Like Halloween blew up on it already.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of.
Yeah, what?
We got our caretaker
mm-hmm.
and our Jack Skellington delivered this week.
Yes.
So our yard's going to be awesome for Halloween again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Everything else is going back to last week. So there we go. That's it for Scott Gustin's Twitter feed for this week.
Yeah, that's all Scott on Scott.
But he's got real news, you know?
Exactly.
Like I heard Dave and Tony Ann talk about it today, too. Last week, we talked about, because of when we recorded and when they recorded,
mm-hmm.
but we talked about, like, everybody was, maybe they're bringing the Hatbox ghost, box ghost to Haunted Mansion because they're closing for 2 days in August. And the only place I saw was Scott Gustin specifically was like, it is not for that.
Right.
You know? And then he had like a quote from Disney saying it wasn't for that. So,
right.
Because that's what journalists do.
Exactly.
So anyway, okay. That's it for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we, today's Wednesday when we're recording.
Yes.
We decided this morning. Like, we were going to go to Epcot this weekend because festival.
Right.
So we decided this morning that we'll spend Friday night and Saturday night over there. That'll give us plenty of time. Plus, so I had points from Wyndham.
Mm-hmm.
But we could have gotten the room for like $125 a night anyway.
Right.
That one bedroom king suite at the Ramada Inn again.
Mm-hmm.
So super cheap.
Yes.
But it was also this time free because I had plenty of points for it.
Free is for me.
They need a choice hotel on or nearer to property.
Right.
Because I have a million points for that.
Yes.
A million. Well, not like literally. Although I do have 100,000.
Mm. They're just farther away than I want to be.
They are for the nicer ones. They yeah. are further away.
Yes.
And like the Wyndham and Choice like have changed hotels and stuff. I'm waiting for the Radissons to start. Because Choice just bought out Radisson.
Oh.
So I'm waiting for those to actually get incorporated. That would be helpful.
Yes, because those are a lot closer.
Yeah. So anyway, we're doing two nights.
Yes. Originally, we were going to do one.
So we have tentative potential plans.
Yes.
To see John.
Mm-hmm.
If we can work that out, because he actually is, you know, doing work stuff.
Right.
But maybe he'll want to go to Epcot and, you know, he can blog about Food and Wine.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, Food and Wine.
Because it is the opening weekend.
But Rick may be available on Friday, and Jason may be available on Friday. So
nice.
Yeah, so maybe we'll have, you know, a little, I don't know, Disney Springs meetup or something.
Yep.
Just hang out with some people we haven't seen in a bit.
True.
That said, so we are going over for Food and Wine. I have not exactly poured through the menu, mostly because, like, it's the same menu. And honestly, a lot of times the same menu as the festival that just ended last week.
Right.
Except
this one has more kitchens.
Yeah. And I mean, they are a little different flavor palette for some of the stuff, but right. some of the countries are more or less the same thing.
Right.
So I haven't really poured over this, but I have looked at it.
Yes. Perused.
Yeah. So we figured, you know, we'd pick out a few things each of us just really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
I want to go to the Alps because it has the Swiss cheese shake over the food, you know, with the baby potatoes.
I mean, I know it's all cheese. It does look good. Mm-hmm. And we say that every year.
Right.
And then I feel like we end up not going there. We did last year though, right?
Yes, we did. We end up sharing it with
somebody, Jen? Yeah,
I think it was Jeff Apolka, actually.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, we did meet up with Jeff and Dee, and Jen was with us.
Yes.
So it could have been that day.
Right. But it just looks really good. And it's not a ton of cheese. I mean, it's not, you know, drowning in it. But it just looks delicious.
So they have a warm raclette, Swiss cheese with shaved ham, baby potatoes, cornichons, and a baguette.
Mm-hmm.
A warm raclette Swiss cheese with baby potatoes, cornichons, and a baguette.
Yeah.
So that's the plant-based version.
Right.
That still has cheese.
Right. And then dark.
And probably butter in the baguette. But
probably.
Anyway.
Yeah. And then a dark chocolate fondue with berries, pound cake, and meringues.
I remember that. That was awesome. That I had last year.
It says it's new.
Oh, well, I had that somewhere.
They had that
somewhere. Well, I had meringues somewhere.
Yeah. But this I want.
And pound cake.
Yes. This I want.
Sounds pretty good.
Very, very, very much.
Could go for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of looking forward to Germany.
Okay. What do they got?
So they've got the bratwurst on a pretzel roll.
Okay.
That is good. It's never as good as it sounds like it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bratwurst is like the size of your finger, but.
Right.
They also have Schinkennudeln, which is pasta gratin with ham, onions, and cheese. That is also on Emile's fromage montage.
Mm-hmm.
And an apple strudel with vanilla sauce. And I remember that last year was like the best thing at Epcot.
Yeah, I remember having that. Like, this is the best. Yeah.
Yeah. So Germany, I think I'll get pasta and apple strudel.
And I believe the Alps and Germany are like literally the booths are right next to each other.
I think pretty close.
Yeah.
And then I'll have to look. I don't want to do a whole lot of research. So I'll just have to look when we get there.
Mm-hmm.
Germany's got beers,
yes.
You know, and a Dr. Low alcohol removed Riesling, which cracks me up.
Yes.
They have a pear Hefeweizen.
Mm-hmm.
A Fest beer and a Gaffel Kolsch.
Mm.
So that's a beer flight.
Yes. Tangerine Cafe has some new drinks. They have some new ciders.
Yeah, they got all the ciders.
Yeah, because they have that the Keel Farms one. The Keel Farms Raspberry Citrus Hard Cider.
You know what I've been missing at Tangerine Cafe?
Mm.
That Carrots Three-Way they had.
Oh, yeah.
Three ways that they had.
I think that that's a arts one because the colors.
Maybe.
But that one was really good.
They haven't done it all year that I saw. Belgium looks real good. They have a beer-braised beef served with Gouda mashed potatoes.
I thought you were looking at the Belgian waffles.
So they have a Belgian waffle with warm chocolate ganache and a Belgian waffle with berry compote and whipped cream. Maybe. Those both seem like a little bit heavy. Mm-hmm. Although I want beer-braised beef with Gouda mashed potatoes. Like right now, I'm feeling like savory.
Okay.
Like, not all that into the desserts. Because even apple strudel is not overly, with vanilla sauce,
right.
Is not overly sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Then they have a Delirium Red Fruit Belgium Ale, a Golden, oh my God, Brewery Van Steenberg Golden Drock Triple Ale. And, oh, some kind of IPA, which I didn't realize they did in Belgium, but in a beer flight. So
here we go. Belgian chilled coffee featuring Chocolat Deluxe Salted Caramel Chocolate Liqueur sounds delicious.
Yeah, it does actually.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like liquor in my coffee, but doesn't sound bad.
No, that one doesn't sound bad. The other one that looks good, even though it's the middle of summer, is Canada. Because it's the Canadian cheddar bacon soup served with a pretzel roll, which is really good, even though it's hot. And then the Canadian filet mignon served with mushrooms, boursin black truffle and sea salt mashed potatoes, and boursin black truffle and sea salt whipped butter.
So the secret with the cheddar and bacon soup is most of the time you can ask for extra pretzel bread,
right,
and yes, they'll give it to you. And then you just treat it like cheese, you know, like pretzel with beer cheese dip.
Right.
So there's another one of your tips for Food and Wine Festival.
Right.
Just see how many pieces of pretzel roll they'll give you and seriously, like just dip it in there.
Right.
Ireland has a booth.
Yes, they do.
And I actually only care
because
they have Kilkenny Irish Cream Ale, Bunratty Mead Honey Wine, and a Guinness Bailey's Coffee Shake. So now that I have said I don't like coffee with liquor, the Guinness Bailey's Coffee Shake was amazing last year.
I know you enjoyed that, yes.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Kilkenny Cream Ale is always good.
Right.
They also have, I don't know, this fisherman's seafood pie, roasted Irish sausage with cold cannon, potatoes, and onion gravy, and a warm chocolate pudding cake with Irish cream liqueur custard. Again, the desserts just seem like so decadent this year.
Yes.
That right now, I guess because I'm like, I've already eaten tonight, I'm just not interested.
Ah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm sure that we'll find other stuff. Oh, there's your flavors from fire with the, it looks like the pretzels. I mean,
the fry basket place is the one with the fries.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what this is. That's Fry Basket.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Right. With
the Fry Flight.
Mm-hmm.
Sea salt and malt vinegar fries, barbecue bacon fries, mm-hmm, sweet potato casserole fries with candied pecans, toasted marshmallow cream, and maple bourbon glaze. But the big one is pickle fries with dill ranch.
Yum, yum, yum. I'm getting all of it.
So the yuca fries are plant-based. The sea salt and malt vinegar fries are plant-based. The pickle fries are not. Oh, because of ranch, probably.
Right. I'm getting all of it.
There you go.
Getting all of them. Drinks, we're just going to have to see what I like.
Yeah, I mean, of the places I want to get beers.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of them, I just don't have any.
Right. And then obviously the Brewing Lab. Want to try some of those. It's wings, but they sound interesting.
Yeah. And I mean, they have to have more than just those two weird drinks, right?
Oh, yeah. They got a whole bunch.
I mean, normally they have like a beer flight and a cider flight.
Yes, they do.
Although I didn't see that, but I think they were showing us the menu for the weird stuff.
Yeah. No, they have a beer flight and a cider flight.
Yeah.
I'm looking. So those are the main things. So
anyway, that's what we're looking forward to this week.
Yeah.
We'll see how that ends up working out because it never seems to work out the way we plan.
Well, usually we just go for one day. I think this one we're kind of going for two. We're going to try to.
Yeah, right. So, okay. I think that's it.
I do too.
So that'll wrap us up. We said it before, but go check us out on the Mickey File Improvement District on Facebook. That's our private group. So you can share your Disney side and not have to worry about, like, you know, your non-Disney friends seeing what you post. Instagram, we are at @MickeyFile_podcast. So a lot of reels there for the most part. Mm-hmm. But we do post, like, when we do the podcast. That's a good way to follow us.
Yep.
And podcast is available everywhere you find podcasts. Although I heard, like, somebody, I can't remember, Stitcher is going away because SiriusXM owns them now, and it's going to be on the SiriusXM app instead of Stitcher or something. I don't even know when that starts. Sometime in August.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, because it's like that. Every media company buys some other media company, and it's always just a mess. But anyway, that's a thing. If you haven't already, just open up your phone or iPad or whatever and hit that follow button. That would be a cool way to support the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you are inclined, we're always willing to accept 5-star ratings and reviews on Apple and Spotify. We won't say no.
We'll say thank you.
We will say thank you on the show. We'll say that. Thank you in advance to anyone who does that.
Yes.
Best way for you to support the show is, like, follow, subscribe. Just tell somebody you know, post it on your social media page, whatever. That's always a huge help for us.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to reach out to us for any other reason, you can always find us on Facebook or on Instagram, or you can email us, MickeyFilePodcast, all one word, @gmail.com. Goodbye.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.